Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls. But the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry and freshly born.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, Judith Roberts and Tom Kapusinskas. From historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Tonight, with special musical guest Honey Dewdrops, a guest spot with John Kennedy, Chris O'Brien, and Nathan Waddell of the Celtic band Kennedy's Kitchen, the Shoot the Moon Radio Quiz Show, and me, your announcer, Jim Yoakum. And now, recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, lords and ladies of the dance, fellow musical maniacs, and all those who toot, hoot, and whistle at odd times. Here's your musical, mystical maestro of all things lunar or lunatic, your Radio Hour host, George Schrecker.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, and welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round. It won't be long till the river goes round and round and round. Thank you. We are so fortunate to have a guest announcer with us today, and that's Jim Yoakum. Jim, you're coming all the way from where today?
Well, my van's parked across the street.
But you live somewhere else.
Yes, South Bend.
South Bend, yes. Indiana. They have a river too, right?
They do.
Right, yes. And they also have a bend.
That's right. It's the South Bend of the river that flows north, the only one that I know of around here.
That flows north. Yes. And it empties out at St. Joe, Michigan, right?
It does.
Yeah, quite a beautiful river, too. It's gorgeous. Well, thanks for helping us out today, Jim, coming on down. And Jim does a lot for us. He does video production and all kinds of things, so he's really stepped up today. I woke him up early to... to help us out. Well, we are so fortunate to have the Honey Dewdrops with us today, and that's Keggy Parrish and Laura Wortman, and we are very happy to have you here today.
Thanks so much for having us.
They were in house last night performing, just gave a stellar performance, wonderful, around one of those fancy mics. What are those mics called, those...
A large condenser microphone.
Is that correct, Nate? Okay.
Large diaphragm condenser microphone. That's
right.
What I meant to say.
That's a funny subject.
It's a little weird.
Yes, I know where to go, but I'm not going there.
Thanks. We're glad.
So I want to learn a little bit about you first. So let's start with Laura. Laura, could you tell me a little bit about your musical biography? When did you start getting interested in, I mean, did you take piano lessons, et cetera, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I took piano lessons as a young girl and also some guitar lessons. And I come from a very musical family. My grandparents both played. My parents met in college in their chamber singers ensemble. So lots of music in my house and lots of encouragement to do it. And then, I didn't stick to practicing a whole lot as a kid, which happens. And I decided to start dancing, and then I stopped doing that and then retaught myself to play guitar. and then picked up the banjo later down the road. That's the very short, boring version of...
Well, that's good. In Virginia?
In Virginia, yes, in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Charlottesville, Virginia. Okay, and mm-hmm. and how about you, Kay?
It all started when I was three and Michael Jackson's Thriller came on the TV. And yeah. And my parents like tried to make sure that I didn't get to see that, but I did. And then I didn't sleep for like a couple months after that because I was so scared out of my wits. But yeah, it's all about Michael Jackson for me, and that's why my nickname is Thriller.
Well, when did you get the appellation bug? And I didn't say that right, did it? It was Appalachian?
It's okay.
Appalachian.
Oh, you're out, right. Appalachian, right. When did you get the bug for that?
I think through the Grateful Dead, I finally stumbled upon Jerry Garcia's contributions to the bluegrass band Olden in the Way,
right,
which is super awful because I had to go to San Francisco. I'm from Virginia, but I had to go to San Francisco to figure out about bluegrass. But that's how I first heard it, was through Olden in the Way.
That's good. And your interest in it?
Oh, that's a good question. I came around from the Beatles, Joni Mitchell, Bob Dylan, lots of early folk music in my house, plus rock and roll. But really, it wasn't until I met Keggy in college that I started really listening to old roots music, old country, bluegrass, old time.
And your first album has a whole lot of that flavor of Appalachian music. Were those all original songs on the first album?
Yes, I believe they were.
Yeah. And then you moved along to produce now, was five or six albums?
Yeah, I think we've got five studio records out.
Right.
With mostly original compositions, and that's really been one of our main focuses with this project, is to try to add new songs to the repertoire.
And we'd love to hear one of those songs right now.
Well, here's one called Nobody in This World, a pretty early one from us. I think we wrote it in 2009. And we got married the year before, and a lot of the songs that were coming out around that time happened to be breakup songs. But this one has sort of stood the test of time and stays in the set, and it's a lot of fun to play, even if it's a little sad, especially first thing in the morning here.
This will be our therapy session for the morning. One, two, three.
Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down, Lord, to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. I used to sleep good at night with my good man holding me tight, the only place I ever wanted to be. Then one morning his arms let go for no reason that I know, and I felt something die inside of me. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down, Lord, to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down, Lord, to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. Day and night for weeks on end, took a bottle for my only friend, good intoxicating company. So mean all the time, trying to please my troubled mind. My friends don't come around to see about me. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down, Lord, to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down, Lord, to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. My good man did me wrong. I ain't gonna move. this world to follow me down, Lord, to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down, Lord, to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down, Lord, to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down.
That was just wonderful. I can't, every time you sing a song, I always find myself smiling after, right after the applause.
Is it because of how I look?
It is.
It's kind of funny, isn't it?
It's that punk thing, you know, you do with a spiked hair. It's really, really, you know.
Mohawk is very becoming on you, Keggy.
Yeah.
Thanks, I like it.
Yeah, very Appalachian. Anyway, tell us a little bit about songwriting for you two.
I don't know exactly where they come from. I think in the best case scenario, you don't really feel like you're trying to write a song. It's more like it just kind of comes through you, and you end up with something that is a song.
It's a mysterious process.
It is a mysterious process. I guess any creative endeavor is sort of mysterious, and I think that's part of the joy of it, that you don't quite know exactly where it's coming from or what it might be in the end, but you just have that feeling like you got to do it.
Yeah.
It's also an evolutionary process. I was thinking about how the first time we ever wrote a song, it really came because I saw some poetry that Keggy had written. And it was lying around our apartment one day when I was off of work and he was at work, and I just put some music to it. And we had never come together to do that before. We'd always played music since we'd known each other. But that was the moment that really it became a process for both of us. And since then, it doesn't really even happen like that anymore. I mean, that was just a very magical moment where I felt like, oh, wow, there are these beautiful words laying around, and I want to try to put some music to it, which is a little bit more my end of things. I tend to be the arranger, and Keggy tends to be a little bit more the lyricist. Although these days, Keggy's been writing most of the songs, and I'm just kind of coming in and adding some harmonies. And
yeah, I keep my notebooks locked up now so that you can't get to them and go through my stuff.
They're all stamped Keggy's diary, so I can't go looking anymore.
Yeah, it's a mystery, but it's a lot of fun, and it's kind of cool to think about it and to sort of keep it mysterious and see where you end up. Just kind of follow what those feelings might be.
Right, and I know that you've been covering a Hank Williams song recently.
Yeah,
and were you both equally influenced by Hank Williams growing up? Did you listen to him?
I think we both heard Hank Williams for sure growing up, but I wouldn't say he became an influence until a bit later. And with that song, it's called Ramblin' Man. That was one that Keggy brought to the table, and we put it on our new album that just came out in this year, 2019. And I heard him play it. He has a different arrangement for it than Hank does. Hank doesn't have a chorus in this song called Ramblin' Man. And so we arranged it so that it had verse, chorus, verse, chorus, verse, chorus. And Keggy just has this high, lonesome way of singing it that I hadn't heard this come out in his singing style before this year. And we've been singing together for about 15 years now. And so there was something, you know, kind of like he's been saying, the mystery of playing a song and then just what rolls through you, something about that Hank Williams song just... It became in the pocket like almost immediately because of the way that Keggy sings it.
Yeah, you never know when that kind of thing might happen. You know, you hear a song that you like, but you know, you may be able to sing it really well. You just have to like try it out.
Well, play another one for
us. Okay, cool.
Sure, we're going to do Let Me Sing?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is a song that we put on our third album. It came out in about, I think, 2012. And it's interesting. George has been mentioning kind of an evolution for us in our writing. So our first record was all original material, and we were living in a barn in Scottsville, Virginia. And we just sat down in front of our microphones and played them all live because we really wanted that intimate experience. And we've continued to do that over time. But this record in 2012 was the first time we invited some people in on the process. And we went to a farm in Southwest Virginia and set up a mobile recording studio. And we had a lot of friends around us making food and kind of helping the process along. But this song that we're going to do that's on that album is it's about doing your thing and embracing that. I believe that Keggy started writing this while he was hiking around Thomas Jefferson's Monticello when we used to live in Charlottesville. And this was one of those, like, the words just flew out while you were hiking, right? Which that seems like it rarely happens.
But ideal if it you know is decent, if the words kind of hit you in the right way. So yeah, let me sing.
Let me sing with my own voice. Make my words clear and true. Give me time till my song is through. Let me sing, let me sing. Let me work with my own hands through the day and all night too. Give me time till my work is through. Let me work, let me work. Let me love like a wild river runs, strong and free from God's own hand. Give me time till I love like that. Let me love, let me love. Let me go and make me free. Break the chains that wrap me round. Give me time till I get where I'm bound. Let me go, let me go. Let me sing with my own voice. Make my words clear and true. Give me time till my song is through. Let me sing, let me sing. Let me sing, let me sing.
What a beautiful prayer-like reflection on our mortality. Okay, well, thanks so much for the Honey Dewdrops coming and for this first section of our radio show. Next up, we have a special guest with a connection to Wild Rose Moon and our very own quiz show that's biographically tied to the Honey Dewdrops.
With support from Judith Robert and Tom Kapusinskas, Marshall County Community Foundation, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.